Blog Talk Radio.
Better, 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 so much better.
him, giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Leticia Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, evangelism team, to our mothers, our praise team, intercessors, youth, men, ADM frontline, women's team, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Spain, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, Good Morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, amen. Good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that woman in Mari Clay. Oh yes, it was God that woke us up, touched us with his finger of love, gave us the activity of our limbs, and as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is gently and fit me into place on today. So on today, as we bow down before the throne of God, giving him the honor, giving him the glory, and giving him the thanks for all of his many attributes toward his children, we say thank you, Lord God. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, Pastor Smith, and good morning to you. And I'm quite sure you're blessed because you're still in the land of the living. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come giving you the honor who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to my pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. I give honor to the First Lady ADM, Leticia Spencer, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and one out there in ADM ministry, and to each and every one that's tuned in this morning, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we come to you, I'm going to turn you once more, God. We come to the throne of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that you allowed us to see this day in the name of Jesus. God, you didn't have to do it, God, but you were so loving, kind, and merciful. God, you gave us another opportunity, God, to say yes to your will, another opportunity, God, to use these mouthpieces, I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, that's crying out to you this morning, God, for another day's journey, God. We don't know how the journey is going to say, hey, going to end, God, I'm going to say, but yet still we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the aches and pains in our bodies, God. Oh, it's just temporary, God, because we know one thing, how do I stand ahead? By your stripes, we'll heal. I'll heal this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for just being a mind regulator for us, God, that we can keep our mind stayed on you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, how do I say, God, for your strength that you put in these vessels, God, that we can keep carrying on, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. I pray this morning, God, that when you tucked on us this morning, how about saying that we begin rise and give you the praises and the glory this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you, Lord, for saving us and filling us with your Holy Ghost, God. We thank you for your guidance, for your teaching. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. I pray this morning, Lord, to God, that you begin to touch minds. Touch minds, God, about Sunday. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I know one thing. I realize today, we can't do nothing. We can't live right. We can't talk right, without the Holy Ghost this morning. That would keep us out of our Sunday. That would make us walk like you walk, God. That would make us love out of our Sunday. That real love that's in our sanctified soul this morning. So I pray, God, this morning about Sunday. Touch the heart of people, God. Touch their heart, God. Ain't about shit this morning, God. We lift up every man, vessel of God, that's walking in light, God. Every woman of God. We break up this morning. They constantly cry out the truth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. They're about sending their hands. Oh, God, we thank you for the truth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give us heart about sin, God. We thank you for your self-teaching, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. About send that. God, I pray up to toughen us, God, so anything that comes against us, Lord, come to the motion. We just roll out for us, God, and we'll just keep on taking, God, in your name, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up every youth that it is this morning, God. I pray this morning about you in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you continue to order their footsteps, God. Continue to shield and protect them. Be that mind regulator for them, too, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for their traveling mercy to and from the school and back, God, even into their homes, God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you so much this morning, God. We praise you with everything that's within us this morning, God. So we say, have your way this morning, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we can do all things to you, God Christ, that strengthen us this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. So we say, thank you, Lord, about sending that in the name of Jesus. Regardless of what's going on around us, Lord, about send that, we still know that you're in control, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you this morning, God. I pray, God, that you continue to have your way in my life, in our life, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we realize we can't do nothing. We can't breathe, huh? We can't walk. We can't talk about sin, and we can't even think without you, God. So we say thank you this morning about sin, that we thank you for the littlest until the biggest, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, because we know you did it all for us, God. We did nothing for ourselves, God, but it was you all the time, God. So this morning, I don't want to say our truth today. Let's carry our own cross out of my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, hey, glory to God. We got to carry it. I know about that. We realize we get heavy sometimes. Oh, God, but you give us the strength to keep carrying it. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Lord, what can they? In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us keep our eyes stayed on you, God. And our minds stayed on you, God. Stretch us, God. Stretch us, say the boat into the boathouse like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to have that zeal to run after you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that zeal to follow you, to obey how the boat into the boathouse, your commandments, God, to love like you want us to love, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. So we say continue to have your way, God. I pray, God, to bless each and everyone that's tuned in. Each and everyone in cities and towns, countries, God, because we all need you. How about Sunday? Yes, we all need you, God. So I pray, God, that you touch each and every one of us, God. Don't let us never be the same. Let a change when it came into our life, God. A change in you, God, of our shed, that we can hallelujah in your name, God, that we can go and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. How about Sunday? But we can really be real. Real and our sanctified soul and real, how about telling others, God, to let them know how he made a way for me, how, when I was homeless, and was made a way for me when I was told about him today, how, when I didn't, couldn't even care nothing about myself. He loved me. He showed me what real love was. The world didn't do it. It comes out of all sin, but Jesus showed me what real love was. That's why I can reach out of. I know that. But we are up to others. We don't care about shit. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for having your way in our life, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, this morning. Hey, yes, Lord, we thank you so much. You've been so good to the Kandarabochek. I pray, God, this morning I reach somebody, Kandarabochek. Somebody, Kandarabochek, that's being changed this morning. Somebody, Kandarabochek, that's been filled with God, Holy Ghost, Kandarabochek. Somebody, Kandarabochek, God, that I touched this morning, that you'll come into their lives, that they don't know what real love is, God. That they won't have to keep sucking, Kandarabochek, for love in this world, huh? Now, there's no love in this world, huh? No love but my son, they had no love but Jesus this morning. I tell you the truth, Kandarabochek, God, I thank you. I truly thank you from the bottom of my soul this morning. If I say that, God, I pray, God, these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost this morning, God, continue to have your way, Lord. Hallelujah this morning. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you. Lord Jesus, we give you praise for this corporate prayer this morning, Lord. And God, we ask that you take every area of this program from the Lord into listening, yes, and look and increase the territory in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, and we praise you, and glorify you. Your holy name, this morning, Lord God, as you have in your way, we surrender all we owe. Lord, just all glory. And to you,
God, Jesus. Hey, Jesus.
Oh, God, see.
Thank you, Lord, Jesus.
On this morning. So take us high, a little bit further than you, Lord God. On this morning,
yes,
Lord, we love you and we praise you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord.
In the future of
yes,
our
Lord.
Faith.
Yes.
This morning, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes,
now,
thank you. Jesus. Thank you.
That brought this corporate. Father God, that you get all the glory and all the
glory. Yeah, you're both saved. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we give you praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. It says,
amen.
God to put his name behind you and make
yes.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Jesus.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Praise God. He does it with you.
Yes.
Accept him as Lord and Savior in your life one day and every day. Oh, glory. Yes, he will. Well, we're going to move on now, and we're going to bring on our own Deacon Joe with the scripture this morning. God bless you, Deacon Joe. God
bless
you.
Smith.
Amen.
How you doing, sir?
Bless.
Man, first of all, I'd like to give honor to the Heavenly Father, which is God. I'd like to give honor to my wife, Minister Jackson. I'd like to give thanks to Apostle Spencer Temple, the First Lady, Leticia Spencer, to the ADM Mother's Board, to the Minister's Board, to the deacons, to the youth, and to all who make up ADM Ministry. I'll be coming from Psalms 169 to 176. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips will pour forth praise. for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing of your words, for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Amen.
Amen.
I just like to say that in the Bible it says that Jesus died on the cross for our salvation, and whoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. Well, I am a believer, and I know that God is a healer. He's a blesser. And he's one that will forgive you. So if there's anything in your heart, or if you need to come to him, talk to Jesus. He will help you to continue with your life, to do the right thing, and to praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Deacon Joe, amen. Amen. Talking about the benefits of God in your life and how he will come in and bless you when you keep his commandments. For his commandments are true. And now we turn this portion of the broadcast over to our own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. When I look over my life and look where God done brought me from, I heard the songwriter say, I can't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I'm telling you, saints of God, this morning, when you look over your life, look over your life, really look over your life, and where God done brought you from. I know you can truly say, and you can testify this without going to a church, without going to a convention, without going to another service, without going to another revival, just right there in your house, in your living room, in your bathroom, in your bathroom, you could testify and just say, I can't believe he brought me this far to leave me. That's joy all by itself. Listen, we just said we give honor to the Spirit of Christ through the head of our life. We thank God, and I bless him, my God, and we thank him for where he done brought us from. Amen. Send a shout out to First Lady, and I send a shout out to ADM, and also to our pastor, ADM, Pastor Smith, and also Pastor Barbara Smith. I thank God for you all. And you know, I get national listeners and our friends and families and social medias that making ADM their church home. We love you. We thank God for you. We bless God for you. And I'm telling you right now, this is your time and this is your season. And we give honor unto our God. Listen, I'm telling you right now, if you look upon your life, it doesn't matter what you're going through. If you need something to help you press, you need something to help you to keep going and press through the pain, press through the issues, press through your mind battles, press through things that trying to overcome, trying to overtake you, because you trying to press into a better person, a better place. Look upon your life. Look back over your life. And when you look back over your life, amen, you can see that God ain't brought you this far to leave you. No, he's going to forsake you. I'm telling you right now, you didn't get get here by yourself. You didn't come here by yourself. You didn't press this far or made it this far by yourself. It was the Lord on your side that helped you to get to this point, that gave you the strength that you need. Amen. So you just keep pressing. You keep going. You keep going into the things of God. Because the race, I heard him say, that the race is not given to the swift of the strong, but is given to he that endured to the end. And I truly believe this morning that we have truly peoples of God that is going to endure into the things of God no matter what. Amen. You just go ahead and tell yourself that today, self, we're going to press no matter what. Regardless of how I feel, regardless of what it looks like, we're going to press because we are overcomers by our testimony. And we're going to have a testimony, my God Almighty, that God has for us. And I'm telling you right now, it is your season, it is your time, and we're going to make it. Can I tell you something that should give you a place of fresh air, my God, a place of shout in your belly? You're going to make it, because if you already overcome the storms that you don't been through in your life, there were storms that it should have took you out. Why? Because you were still in a place to where, my God Almighty, you wasn't strong as you are now. You did not know what you know today. You did not know what you know today. You did not know then. So therefore, I know for a fact that you keep going and you're going to make it. You're stronger. You're wiser. My God, you're more intelligent. You got ups on the enemy now. You know what it's going to take for you to keep standing in prayer, standing in worship, keep pressing your way. And you, my God, you need to look at yourself in the mirror this morning and say, it's no stopping me now because I am on the move. Amen. Begin to speak into your life. Speak into the existence. You cannot be afraid of the enemy. Many things say you better be careful what you say. No, I better not be careful what I say. The enemy better be careful if he want to come over here. Because the Bible tells me there's power, my God Almighty, in the tongue. And long as I speak positivity, and long as I speak things in the atmosphere, I'm better to be careful. No, I'm going to speak life and life more than abundantly. I'm going to speak to my destiny. I'm going to speak to my purpose. I'm going to speak to things that are all around me. So I tell you this morning, you better speak to yourself. There's no stopping you now because you're on a move, because God done downloaded information, revelation, and you're going to get ready to go into your manifestation. It's no stopping you now. Amen. You just about finna get ready to complete the stepping stone that is in your life, the stepping stone that God, that you was passing through. Many of you, you got a 9-to-5, you just going through the stepping stone. You might not like it, you're getting up, feeling some type of way. No, you just got to go through this, my God, this phase of your life, for God can take you where he needs to take you. Amen. Go through the phase of your life. Amen. Long as you get what God has for you as you're going through the phase. What do you mean, Pastor? There is a learning lesson through everything that we go through everything that we are in. There is a learning lesson. Amen. Just catch the lesson. Execute what God wants you to execute. Don't go back into your tunnels. Don't go back into your shell. Don't go back into your the form of mentality that we used to be or used to go into. Don't go back into that. Increase your life. Increase yourself. Increase where you at. Amen. Don't go back into it. Amen. Some of us, we're getting retested back with the same old things. Amen. I know that this week, my God, going into this week, many of you, you've been facing some rocky stuff within yourself. Amen. Yeah, you got some more layers getting pulled off of you. Amen. Especially if you're in ADM and you've been embracing, my God, the message of truth. You've been seeing yourself. You've been seeing your issues. Amen. Guess what? You're going to have some issues or something going to get ready to unfold in your life to where you thought you was was delivered from. Now you got another layer. Another layer is getting peeled off of you, and you realize, I still got more work inside of me. I still got more work that I need to do. You're going to keep constantly having work to do. Amen? You got to understand that every level, you're going to keep peeling off things. Every time when new fresh information that you embrace the truth, you embrace different things that you've been struggling with, a change takes place. And once that change takes place, you're going to encounter something else that you're going to have to change. You're going to have to get delivered from. You're going to have to get peeled from. Amen? Do not get discouraged, because many people will get discouraged. You'll say, oh, I thought I was delivered of this. I thought I was delivered of that. No, it's not a fact, my God, that you are not delivered. You just have different layers. You have different layers that you need to be delivered from in that area. Y'all hear me? You have different layers. So many people get very discouraged because they think that the change is going to happen overnight. No, change happened in a process. Mother Helen was talking about it on yesterday, my God, in Bible study, the process. Amen? Things happen in process. Certain processes are short. Certain process that didn't take you long to do. Amen? And I understand that, saints. Certain process in your life, it just didn't take you long. It don't take you long to accomplish. It don't take you long to complete. Amen? It just don't take you long. Why? There are the areas that have not been damaged. There are the areas, my God, that you just need to apply or what you learned. So just apply something. There are the areas that have not been damaged in your life or of your upbringing. But certain processes, my God, it takes time. Why? Because it's more layers than other process. So understand that your life is filled with layers, and layers is getting peeled like an onion. I look at the phase, I'm always sure this thing as an onion, because an onion, it has many layers. Not only many layers, but as you get peeled, man, it makes you frown up. It makes you tear up. It makes you frown up. It makes you do all that stuff up. So I look at that as in the spirit realm, because that's our ugliness that is coming off of us. That's the things that God cannot use. And every time we begin to advance into new places, advance into new levels, amen, God begins to peel us, amen. You're like, hey, I thought I was set free from this attitude. No, you are set free from a layer of the attitude. You still got some more layers to go, amen. And you're going to keep getting peeled until God get to that very core. Amen. I advise you, amen, if you don't want to keep getting peeled, let's go ahead and deal with the core ups. Let's go ahead and deal with the core. Then you don't have to go through all this peeling. Amen. But if you are in the peeling stage, amen, do not be frustrated. Do not be upset. And I know that as many of you, as I see you in the spirit, my God, you're in the peeling stage. You're getting peeled. You're getting peeled. Amen. You just turn it off. Sure, that God is peeling you. That peeling is representation of deliverance, is representation of being set free, is representation of healing. Amen. So many people, especially in the body of Christ, don't build up huge walls. Huge walls. I represent your walls as layers. And it's just so thickness representing, my God, what's laying over the main core. It's just so thick. Amen. And we got to go through a shedding process. And I know that a lot of you are in a shedding process. Amen. That ain't what I want to talk about this morning. That just a little intercession just to continue to give us tasks and the bits where we at. Amen. I love it to where the Holy Ghost begins to reveal to us, as in the body of Christ, as we continue to walk, where are we? Where am I in the spirit? What's going on? My God, because many of us will think we're tripping. Amen. We'll think we're tripping. We'll think the devil on us. We'll think all this stuff on us. And some of us, God is trying to get us to the place to where we can get to the place where we can stop this quitting stuff. Amen. stop this stuff that I'm tired. Amen. You got to understand something. The moment you speak in the spirit realm that I am tired, God will, in the spirit realm, of God will look at you and say, you're not strong enough. So now he got to help strengthen you. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. So if you're tired, what thing you're going to do is say, well, let me strengthen you. Because if you're tired now, you're not able to withhold your assignment. Amen. You're not ready to withhold the things. There's something with us with church or individual. We never tired of the blessing. You can tell the blessings to come on down. God bring the blessing. I pour your blessing. I need more of your blessing. I need more. But you can withstand pressure pertaining to blessing. Keep pouring it. Oh, I thank you, God. I need some more. Go ahead and shout on in. Amen. But let something that comes in our life that helps develop us, to help sharpen us, to help help mature our personality, help mature our character. Ooh, that's where we come tired at now. Amen. We become tired. Oh, I'm tired of this. I'm not tired of this. But you got to understand, everything that God does is good. And it's good for the making, and it's good for the building, and it's good for the developing of who? Of us. Everything that he does, amen, we got to get out of the phase that I accept this, but I can't accept that. I accept this, but I can't accept that. I want this, I want that. Amen. Many of us, we got different areas, that different layers that we just got to keep constantly getting peeled from, peeled till we get the main issue, amen, get the main issue, but never get to the place anymore to where you're tired, amen. Trust me, the weight load gets heavy, but the moment that the weight load in my life, it gets heavy, what God does, he comes, my God, and take it away. Why? Because I give it to him. Heaviness is a sign, my God Almighty, not a breakthrough, it's a sign that you need to get something off of you, amen. If you're heavy, you're not going to be able to get a breakthrough. You're not going to be able to show in the spirit. You're not going to be able to go into things of the spirit. That's a sign that you need to get something off of you. I know that many church individuals, you hear these quotes all the time, and you're going to get ready to get on the tipping version. No, no, no. That's deception quote of the enemy, because he wants you to think that. Amen. But the Bible says, my way is easy and my burden is what? A light. That's scripture. He said, my way is easy and my burden is what? Light. And I believe, my God, this morning, if you're heavy, if you're carrying, I tell you what, throw your shoulders back, get that stuff off of you, because you are not going to be able to excel into the things of God until you become what? Light. You're not going to stumble into the blessings. You're not going to do that, because you're going to always, watch this, deal with what's heavy. You're going to always deal with what's heavy. Amen. Don't you notice that every time things bother you, you get weighted down? My God, you cannot move forward in life until you deal with what's weighting you down, until you begin to deal with it. There's no one here throughout the whole world saying, I'm able to move. Well, if that's so, I could say, well, no wonder you are a bitter individual. Individuals that's bitter, got attitudes and everything else, because you are carrying heavy weight that God did not meant for you to carry, amen? So we got to make sure we get to the point that we are individuals, that we are walking light. I like to travel light. I want to walk light. Once I feel a little tension on me, oh, God, wait a minute. You say you won't give me, my God, too much. You won't give me anything that I cannot bear. No. I feel a tension right now. So therefore, I cast my cares over unto you, Lord, and now it becomes your problem. Not mine. Get it off of me. I feel a tension. I want to carry what your scriptures say. My way is easy and my burden is light. Amen. I don't want to deal with all that. So I truly believe that many of you, it's time for you to come into the truth, not only within yourself, but the trueness of the gospel. Amen. It's nothing hard to this. Amen. We as people make it hard. We as individuals, we make things difficult. We make things hard. Why? Some of us, we just think that what we don't learn and we don't find it nowhere in the gospel or nowhere in the Bible, we think that's gold. We think that's what it is. Baby, if you ain't got your eyes on it, you have not seen it, and I'm not talking about at the interpretation version, but I'm talking about the raw version. Where it is, leave it right there where it is. Amen. We think that, oh, it's gold, because I believe, no, it don't become gold until I lay my eyes on it, I've seen it, and it becomes the unadulterated truth of the raw gospel. Amen. That's where I begin to digest. So you have to be into a place and willing to change. Amen. If you're not into a place willing to change your character, your personality, and some people, you're not going through heaviness. You're just in a wrestling match. You're in a wrestling match of changing. Amen. You just want to be stubborn. You want to have your own way. You just want to know it all. So now you're wrestling with your character. You're wrestling with your personality. You're wrestling with the process that God is trying to take you. You just wrestling. Amen. And you're mad with everybody. You're mad with everything. My God Almighty. I see a lot of people that God don't join together and covenant agreement, especially husband and wife, and different individuals to walk in unity, amen, to walk in unity. And, you know, you see a lot of people that is ordained to walk in unity, boy, they wrestle a lot in unity, amen. They wrestle a lot into that area. I challenge you all, my God, don't wrestle. And that's a sign of individuals I'm being hurt. That's a sign of individuals dealing with trust. And that's a sign of individual who don't want to face the change that need to take place where? Not in your partner's life, but in your life. Amen. You don't wrestle with change. Don't wrestle with development. Don't wrestle. I know that it's scary for some of you because it's new. Amen. You're stepping into something new. You're going into something new. Oh my God, you never live your life like this. You never live your life to where you trust anybody. You never live your life to where you just talk to anybody, just gave it all into anybody. You live your life as a survivor. You live your life, my God, fighting all the time. You live your life for keeping things inside all the time. I know, but trust me, if you get with the function, my God Almighty, you get with the function but not the dysfunction, you're going to find out your life is more blessed than what you see, my God Almighty. And not only that, you'll begin to see that the blessing has been all around you, my God, like never before. Watch this. I want to give you this here. Then we're going to wrap it up tonight. Not tonight. Oh, Lord have mercy. My God, been on the move this week. Lord have mercy. Been a week. Been a week. Amen. But I want to give you this here. Book of Proverbs, 13th chapter, the 22nd verse. 22nd verse. Amen. 13th chapter, the 22nd verse. And my God, and this is one of the scriptures that we talked about on Tuesday. And, you know, you go back and read it and go back and digest it. Amen. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance. Leaves a inheritance. Amen. What are you leaving? What are inheritance that you are leaving into somebody? Like I say, one thing about the gospel, one thing that we do, special ministers, when we encounter people, amen, we are there to influence and to impact. You are there to plant something or to instill something into somebody's life for they could continue to grow, my God, into who? The Lord. Not into us, not into the world, not into the what we call, quote-unquote, church, the building, that movement, but into the kingdom of God, into the world. Question is, what are our inheritance that we are leaving? What are our inheritance? Are we still trying to leave? Are we leaving, my God Almighty, a struggle because we don't want to change? Are we leaving bitterness? Are we leaving attitudes? Are we leaving the poverty? Are we leaving, my God Almighty, that, oh, I can't be told nothing? What inheritance that you are leaving? What inheritance that you are influenced? Amen. What inheritance, my God, to his children, to his children and children, in the wealth of the sinners or of the wicked is laid up for who? It's laid up for the what? For the just. It's laid up for the just. So, in other words, everything that the wicked or everything that in individual that is not appreciated, my God Almighty, that is not appreciated, cannot be thankful, amen, always have these attitudes that they are entitled, always got these things going on, cannot be thankful, cannot be appreciated, my God, that you got a problem with. In other words, the Bible says God got somebody that is on this earth, and it might be individuals that is listening to us this morning, that they are willing to take the blessing. They are willing to take the things of God. What you don't want, somebody else all morning. I heard this old saying, my God, another man's junk is another man's treasure. What you don't want, you better believe that somebody here, they want it. They want to receive the blessing. They want to take the blessing. Amen. So in other words, if you don't want to get it together, if you don't want it, I'm going to change. That's that timing that God has for your life to be prosperous. That's that timing that God has in your life so he can put people in your life to enhance you, to take you where you want to go. You're going to end up sabotaging the place in the very destiny that God has for you. Amen. You got to begin to walk and understand that regardless of what it's going to take, how it's going to take, the man of God said it in the word of God that he had to constantly beat his flesh. Many of us got to constantly beat our flesh, make sure we keep beating ourselves back into the right character. What do you mean by beating his character? Beating his flesh. Maybe when he want to get out of character, when he want to show his flesh up, amen, he begin to break in what? Self-control. He begin to control his actions. He begin to control his thoughts. What he want to say, he begin to have self-control. Amen. So many of us, we got to practice not to let the flesh lead, but the practice to bring the flesh under what? Suggestion. You got to bring it under suggestion. You could go ahead and, many people say, well, order to do that is fasting. Baby, I've been fasting for years. And one thing about it, one thing I know about this flesh, that flesh don't like fasting. I don't know where they got that from, that fasting, we're bringing it under suggestion. I'm sorry. Fasting is going to act it up. It's going to make it. No, you got to have self-control. You got to pray for the Lord to give you discipline, to give you self-control. Amen? Don't you know when it's time for the fast? You never thought about no cookies on your counter. But the moment that you say, okay, I'm going to get ready to fast today. We're going to fast. No sweets, no this. All of a sudden, the cookies begin to get bigger. They begin to illuminate. They begin to look delicious. Now they want to call your name. They've been sitting on that counter for a couple of weeks, but all of a sudden now they want to call your name. Amen. Same thing with your stomach. Amen. You can say, oh, I can fast all day. There ain't nothing. My God, come think about it. I don't even eat till the nighttime anyway. But the moment you say, oh, I'm finna go on a fast. All of a sudden, my God, your senses of your nose, it gets stronger. You passing by McDonald's, ooh, that smell good out there. My God, you can smell things, you can hear things sizzling now and everything. Why? Because your body, your flesh, doesn't like it. It wars against the spirit. It wars against discipline. It wars against structure. It doesn't like it. So you have to what? If you want to make it through, you got to practice what? Self-control. You got to practice discipline. You got to practice structure for your life. If anybody, and I truly believe that everyone is listening this morning, if some phase in your life, you don't made up in your mind, you want to be successful somewhere. You want to be successful somewhere. Even if you in the age bracket to where you're trying to be successful in business, you're trying to be successful in your own thing. Some people say, well, Pastor, I did good in my life, but I want to be successful more into my family, more into my home. Or many of you say, well, you're not doing good. I'm really locking down into the ministry of God. I'm really doing locking down in ministry of God. It doesn't matter what area that you choose that you want to walk into success is success in, and what area you still have to practice to walk into the success, to be successful. You still got to walk into self-control. You still got to walk into practicing putting your whole flesh under suggestion. If you don't do that, my God, what's going to happen to you? Not only are you going to sabotage your business if you're a business owner or your business individual, amen, because the word going to spread about you, you just an individual that we can't deal with. You know, you got good product, you got good ideas, you know, you got good information that what we need, but people readily deal with somebody else. Trust me, in business, let's talk about yourself for a moment. Look at yourself for a moment. Would you rather deal with somebody that got all these types of issues and attitudes and all this stuff here? What you tell yourself? Listen, I take my business on somewhere else. Amen. Yeah, they might have the product that I want, but I can't deal with their character. I'm not dealing with their attitude. I refuse to invest my hard-earned money into this place that cannot appreciate who I am as a person. So you got to make sure you look at yourself. And many of you, God's dealing with character building. He's trying to continue to build your character. Other words, you're going through these layers. Amen. And you could be a person that want to be successful in your own house, your own marriage. Sometimes we as marriage couples, many of us, well, especially the wise one, we understand that, my God, sometimes you got to hold that tongue. If you don't hold that tongue, you're going to bring it for a wrath, unnecessary wrath. You're going to get a result, an answer that you don't want. So good character, structure, self-control, amen. These are ingredients for us to be successful. You got to learn how to work with people. You got to learn how to deal with people. You can't get upset because you hear something that you don't like. First of all, you know, and us as a minority, we like to be chiefs. It's so many chiefs, my God, but it's not that many Indians. You know, it's okay to be a chief, Indian over here, but then you're a chief over here. Amen. You're going to have to walk with somebody. We try to be the chief everywhere, in every area. You know, I'm this, I'm that. No. The Bible, no. God had individuals that follow him. You got to follow something. You know, that's an individual that doesn't want to submit. You got a submission problem. Amen. And relationship is the same way. Husband don't know when to follow and walk with the wife. The wife don't know when to follow and walk with the husband. Everybody bump their heads because everybody is the chief. Everybody is the, my God, the lead one. Everybody is this here. Amen. Unity. Wise people walk in unity. Amen. Don't go on your job and look at your job as a place where God is trying to teach me. This is where I'm getting taught at. This is where I'm getting my information at. This is where God is pouring into me to help me to be a better person. Because if you're trying to go on your own business, amen, you got to understand, many people get it twisted about business. They get it twisted about business. They think, oh, I got this, I'm going to do this. And they think, oh, boof, my God almighty, things is just going to open up. Things is just going to pour in. It's just going to be so easy. It's going to be so calm and cool and collective. No. It's worse. No. It's not calm and cool, collect. It's just not opening up. If you cannot deal with your 9-to-5, you ain't going to be able to deal with business. Because in business, sometimes or some days, you don't even sleep. You got 24 hours, 7 days a week to where you are on the clock. Everybody else will punch out. You don't punch out. And you think that you're going to sit up there. You might not deal with people's character now and like, oh, I don't know who they is. I don't like what they done. I don't know who they talking about. Maybe they're going to be worse than that once you get your own. What you going to do? You're going to sabotage your business? My God, you're going to sabotage your business, your income that is coming through your business because you don't like something about somebody. You don't like the way your customer spoke to you. Amen? We got to practice self-control. It's so many individuals of Christianity faith, you are very intelligent, you are very skillful, but we have this confrontation thing to where we just comfort confrontational. We just don't like it. I don't know who they talking to. Baby, do you know you can show that customer, show that individual some love and embrace them? And once you show them love and you embrace them, guess what happened? Amen. You won. Because at the end of the day, you guess what your business. You're there to have a business. You're not there to deal with personal issues. Amen. And God uses tools that as in our workforces, as we begin to come and grow up, my God, people's around us to sharpen us. Amen. We got to stop looking at things as if it's a negative or bad thing. God is trying to develop us. Develop us for what? Success. And trust me, if you're in that area of being developed, it's because you asked for it. It's because you say, I'm ready. Because you say, I want it. So now God just not going to give it to you. He's through what? That's the process Mother Helen was talking about on yesterday. He's prepares you. You begin to be what? Prepared. My God, preparation for the place or for the area that God has for you. Count it all joy in all things. Never look at things as if it's a bad thing. My God, sometimes to be a great business individual, sometimes we have to go back and embrace our customers. We got to go back and even though it might not was your business or might not was your home, it might not was you your fault, but to keep good relationship. Amen. That's the wise individual. That the Bible said that individual is the greatest in heaven. That's the greatest in heaven. I'm telling you right now, it's greatness inside of each and every one of you. It's greatness inside of us. Understand that don't get frustrated because layers is getting peeled off of you and you feel as though I'm still in this same process. Yes, because you got a lot of layers and a lot of layers got to come off of you. Amen. But in this situation, let's practice self-control. Let's practice discipline. Let's practice making sure we stand centered with the Lord our God. Amen. Let's practice that. Let's practice that. And once you begin to practice that, you get that. You're going to find out it's going to be a great opportunity open for you because God said now is the time that you could be able to embrace it. I'm not worrying about you sabotaging or you going into a blessing to where it's turning into a curse. Amen? My God, many of us, God's saving us because we ask God to keep us and we get frustrated because the opportunity didn't open up yet. Yeah, it didn't open up yet because God knows if it opened up right now before you are ready, he knows that it's going to hurt you more than help you. So he protects us and not even allowing it to open it up. So in other words, the brothers, sisters, let's get it together for we can walk into that blessed place and we can walk into that wealthy place. Amen. But we can know that we can walk into a place that God said, I supply everything. And you'll begin to live not in the things that you need because that is taken care of, but you'll begin to live in the desires of your heart. Amen. You'll begin to live in the desires of your heart. God bless you, Pastor Cecil in South Africa. See you, my brother. God bless you. And we thank God for you, our family over there in South Africa. Amen. Two thumbs up. Amen. And we thank God for you all are tuning in and listening as well. But we got to begin to live. Let's begin to live and let's begin to take. Understand this, my God, when you begin to look at people as they the problem, 9 out of 10, the problem lies within you. Amen. The problem lies within you. Amen. We got to make sure we put the mirror back on ourselves. And understand this. My God, I can accept that because it's not where I'm at right now. It's where God is preparing me for. It's not where you're at right now. It's where God is preparing you for. Continue to walk into the things of God. Understand it's not going to come easy. It's going to come holding your tongue. It's going to come in holding your flesh, practicing self-control. But let me tell you something. At the end of the day, it's all worth it. It's all worth the journey. It's all worth the effort. It's all worth the work. Amen? Let's begin to put the work in. If faith without works is dead, you can have the faith all day. But if you don't got the works to apply to that faith, you are wasting your time. That's what it's saying. The Bible said, you are wasting your time. So let's begin to put in the words, my God, along with the faith that we have. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I know that you're going to continue to walk into your blessed place, the place that God has for you. It is your season. It is your time. But brothers and sisters, we got to make sure that we're making sure that we understand the process that God is doing within us. And we do not do anything to sabotage, my God, our tomorrow. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. When you come up against people, you come up against different things, you begin to show your flesh or whatever, what you are doing is sabotaging your tomorrow. You're putting seeds for your tomorrow where you're going to reap. I tell you what, so many of you need to go back into your yesterday and begin to take out them negative seeds and take out these weeds, because you don't want nothing to, when your time to be sprouted and your time to come up in your blessing, you don't want nothing that you got to go back and revisit, because you didn't took advantage or you didn't took the preparation time serious. You allow your issues to conquer the development that God was doing in your life. You don't want that, amen. You want to live a blessed, free, happy life, amen. You want to live that type of life, and I know you can. But guess what? We have to put in the work to do so. My God, faith without works, it is what? It is dead. My God Almighty, make sure, let's go and work on ourselves and understand that who we're around, what we're around, it is a process to build who? Not to build them, but it's to build us. My God. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You be blessed.